1620-94.5 WTAW. Christmas break means the cleanup resumes at College Station ISD's Pebble Creek Elementary School. That's after flooding 2 weeks ago caused by a break in an underground water line.
It wound up being a hole just beneath our isolation valve. The hole was about the size of my fist. We are not allowed or permitted to shut off a City of College Station water valve. So we're very appreciative of the City of College Station. There was some difficulty there with just some different things going on, but everybody responded, and we were able to get that shut down as quickly as possible.
An update from College Station ISD Assistant Superintendent Josh Simic was presented at December's school board meeting, including the immediate response from the company that was hired to do the cleanup.
This wasn't 50 workers who were sitting around on their cell phones. This was 50 workers, and it was 50 plus that were absolutely getting it. By 3 a.m. that morning, you would not have known there was water in that building, with the exception that we had dehumidifiers running and fans running.
Simic also gave a shout out to the response by CSISD staff, pointing out in particular those who work at Pebble Creek.
If you would have told me on Wednesday when I rolled, I called Dr. Hockright, I said, they might be getting an early Christmas break. I rolled in Sunday evening, and the amount of people that were there putting their classrooms back together, that were invested in making sure that their kids came back into the most normal setting possible, was nothing short of impressive.
As far as the damage from the flooding,
the kindergarten wing was not touched. First grade was not touched. Very little bit of the second grade. The middle of the building really took it pretty hard. This music room took it hard. The library has been closed. There's a lot of work that needs to take place in the library. Water got trapped between the bookshelves and the wall, and so we had to remove all the books and remove all the bookshelves, and there was a lot that had to go on there.
CSISD administrators told board members they have already met with insurance adjusters, and 2 days that classes were canceled due to the flooding will not have to be made up. This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.